What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here with your data-driven daily tip. I'm pumped to talk Google AdWords today. There's a lot going on in Google AdWords these days, and one key thing that you marketers and small business owners need to know about is remarketing. You may not know it as remarketing, but I promise you, you know what it is. It's when you visit a website, then you start getting served up ads from that website. Now, from a business owner or a marketer's perspective, this is a critical form of marketing because what it does is it really gives you the ability to send additional messaging to people who have already shown interest in your product or service. And so you're gonna wanna learn this, and I'm gonna show it to you right now. So here's how to set up remarketing on your website and in your Google AdWords account. So the first thing you're gonna do is go to ads.google.com into your AdWords account, and you're gonna go up into the middle right-hand side of the toolbar, the gray toolbar. There is a white wrench icon. I think it's a wrench. I don't know much about tools, but it also says tools next to it. So you click tools and it's gonna slide out, and you're gonna click audience manager. When you click audience manager, you're gonna be taken to a page that looks like this. You're gonna see a blue line across the page, and it's gonna say reach people who have engaged with your business. Audience lists help you reach people who have viewed your website, watched your video, engaged with your app, or shared their contact information. So now you get to basically remarket a different type of ad creative or message to them. So it's super critical. You're gonna click set up an audience source, and then it's gonna take you to a page that gives you the option to pick from one of multiple audience sources. You're gonna click Google Ads tag. And when you click Google Ads tag, it's gonna ask you to answer a couple questions, and you're just gonna go ahead and click the default answer, and then it's gonna say install the tag. It's gonna look like this. It's gonna give you your tag, and it's gonna give you information around where to put the tag. It's in the header of every single page of your site, also known as the global header of your website. This is super easy to do. You can download these instructions and send them to your web developer. You can send them to us if you want us to be your web developer, or you can go into the back end of your website yourself and put it in. And if you're a WordPress content manager, we use a plugin called Head and Footer Scripts Inserter for a lot of our WordPress websites that allows you to go in and put all different kinds of code snippets into your website. We use all of them, right? Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Google, all of them. And so, you know, Google Tag Manager, Google Analytics. So we would put the code from here into here. We would save it, and then it's gonna be in your website. And now you have audiences set up in your Google Ads account. Audiences meaning people that have been to your website. And then once you do that, I'm gonna show you one more thing. Now you can go in and you can say, okay, now that this tag is set up on my website and it's been tracking data and populating for a certain amount of time, you can now create different audiences, much the way that you can in Facebook Business Manager and Facebook Ads Manager. And you can say, now I wanna run ads to people who match a particular set of rules, visitors of a page, visitor of a page with specific tags, visitors who visited a particular URL or came in from a referrer URL, which is super cool. So this is setting up a Google Ads tag for remarketing and custom audiences, another free data-driven daily tip. I believe this is number 230, so you're welcome for your 230 free data-driven daily marketing tips. For more, you can go to dataoveropinions.com or check out the Alexa Flash Briefing at datadrivendaily.com. You can support the data-driven daily tip at support.datadrivendaily.com. And if you just want to talk geek stuff, digital marketing, analytics, web design, custom software, email me at paul@datadriven.design. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Have a great day.